This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Today we want to look at one of the most decisive battles in Islamic history, and that is Yawm al-Furqan, the Battle of Badr. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salam ala Rasulillah wa alihi wa sahbihi wa man wala. Ramadan always brings amazing changes in the lives of the believers. And it was in the second year after the Hijrah that Abu Sufyan, the leader of Mecca, gathered together the goods of the believers that they had left in Mecca and made a caravan to go to Syria. And some estimates say it was around 50,000 dinars. So this is not something trivial. This is a major amount of money. This is an economic move being made against the new Muslim community. When the Prophet, peace be upon him, heard about this, he gathered together 313 believers, and they went in order to take back their goods that had been stolen from their homes in Mecca. Abu Sufyan, very cunningly, was able to escape to Syria, and on his way back, hearing about the Prophet, peace be upon him, he called to Mecca, and suddenly, instead of a caravan, 1,000 warriors were facing the believers, 313. And so it was at Badr that these two forces met. This is Yawm al-Furqan, the 17th of Ramadan. Now, you would expect that people are sleeping in Ramadan. They're fasting, so how could they get up? How could they struggle? How could they make decisive changes? But no, Allah Azza wa Jal put it in this month for a purpose. And it was on the 17th of Ramadan that Allah separated truth from falsehood, gave victory to the believers, and began a chain of movements that would affect the whole planet. In the month of Ramadan, the time of striving and the time of decisive action. This is so important to us today because we are faced with so many challenges internally and externally. And we need to look at Ramadan as a chance to renew ourselves and as a chance to stand against evil and falsehood and a chance to gain that pleasure of the Creator of the heavens and the earth. Thank you.